I'm Rick Henson with a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. The Iowa West Foundation Board of Directors recently approved nearly $6.5 million in grants and initiatives funding to 22 nonprofit organizations and government entities in southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska. For the second year, the foundation awarded $1.8 million in multi-year funding to seven nonprofit organizations in Pottawatomie County. The multi-year funding program was designed to provide essential general operating funds over a three-year period to organizations who fulfill the most critical roles in Pottawatomie County. Those organizations include Boys and Girls Club of the Midlands, Family Incorporated, Green Hills AEA, Heartland Family Service, Justice for Our Neighbors, Lutheran Family Services, and the Micah House. Pottawatomie Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, or PACE, a nonprofit dedicated to strengthening, developing, and promoting art, cultural, and historical institutions and activities in Council Bluffs and Pottawatomie County, received an installment of $1.2 million in funding as part of the foundation's $7 million commitment to the initiative for the proposed renovation of the historic Harvester II building in downtown Council Bluffs into an arts and cultural center. PACE Executive Director Judy Davis said construction is expected to start early next year. Also in the Iowa West Foundation's placemaking focus area, the Nature Conservancy received $400,000 to acquire more than 500 acres of the Lutz Hills Natural Area near Council Bluffs, while the City of Council Bluffs received $175,000 for Lutz Fest 2017. The recently announced lineup for the Memorial Day weekend events can be found at Lutz Fest, that's LOESSFest.com. In addition to placemaking quality of life grants, the Iowa West Foundation also awarded a placemaking infrastructure grant to the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors for the city's program. Collectively, the communities of Macedonia, Minden, Trainer, and Walnut received $921,525 for projects including facade upgrades, streetscape enhancements, and water main and well construction. The Iowa West Foundation also awarded nearly $30,000 to three Pottawatomie County fire departments as part of its ongoing commitment to rural southwest Iowa communities. The Lewis Township and Hancock Volunteer Fire Department received $10,000, and Carson Volunteer Fire Department received $9,852, all for equipment upgrades. A letter of inquiry period for the Cycle 2 grant application process opened on March the 1st and will close March 15th today. Applications are due April 17th. Due to the 15th falling on a weekend. Grant application and initiative decisions will be made in June. Now, the Iowa West Foundation is one of the largest private foundations in the Midwest. It has distributed more than $400 million to nonprofits and governmental agencies through southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska since its inception of the grant program. Funding for the grants comes from investment earnings in the Iowa West Racing Association, which receives contractual fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. Two people have been arrested on separate warrants for violation of probation. The Creston Police Department reports 30-year-old Sean William Tyndall and 40-year-old Teresa Joan Early, both of Creston, were arrested Tuesday on the Union County warrants. Tyndall was later released on $1,000 bond, while Early was released on a $300 bond. In other state news, a former swimming coach accused of sexually assaulting a teenage student in Fort Dodge has been given 5 years in prison. Court records say 22-year-old Aaron Poldervart pleaded guilty Tuesday in Webster County District Court to sexual exploitation by a school employee. Prosecutors dropped two counts of sexual assault in exchange for Poldervart's plea. He'll have to register as a sex offender. Poldervart worked for the Fort Dodge Community School District during the 2015-16 season as an assistant boys and girls swim coach, and he volunteered to help the teams after he quit to take another coaching job. Poldervart also worked for the district as a paraeducator. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said she was very disappointed and angered by the conduct of thousands of male soldiers who have posted and viewed naked photos of female soldiers on a private Facebook page. Ernst said there is absolutely no excuse for this, especially for those who wear our nation's uniform. The Marine United Facebook page was created as a private meeting place for active duty and retired Marines, but a veteran who runs the War Horse news site recently revealed photos of female Marines were being posted on the Marines United page. Ernst, a retired National Guard commander who is a combat veteran, spoke Tuesday during a U.S. Senate hearing with two Marine Corps generals. She said those who participated in these disgusting and horrible actions have not only failed our Marine Corps, they failed the men and women who wish to join your ranks. And Ernst said they have failed our country. Ernst cited additional reporting which indicated similar activity in other branches of the military. She said, "This is a cultural problem, not just in our military, but society at large. and hearing that many individuals were not surprised about these reports disappoints me. Hearing that there may not be a way to hold many of the people that were involved in this accountable, that angers me, she said. Illegal or not, members of our community need to know that this type of activity creates a culture that leads to sexual assault. Marine Corps leaders admit investigators are having trouble identifying Marines United Facebook users for possible prosecution or discipline within the military. Plus, spin-off websites are popping up with links to the naked images of the female soldiers. And that is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.